In South Africa. The COVID-19 pandemic could reshape South Africa's education system as more and more schools and people are exploring alternatives to traditional classroom-based teaching. Distance educator Brainline says the rise of e-learning over the last few months might just be the answer to the country's shortage of public schools, but there's a need to look at the cost of e-learning and the challenges of inclusivity. Pearl Magubane reports.
It's essential that everyone becomes better equipped for e-learning, as the COVID-19 pandemic and the frequent school closures have shown us. According to distance educator Brainline, most schools and learners have been unprepared for the move to digital platforms. Brainline CEO Colleen Grenier says the education experience under COVID-19 has highlighted the importance of e-learning for the future.
It is true that grade 12 learners have been forced to use online learning, not by choice, but because of the circumstances and the situations that they found themselves in. We have found, however, that young people are very prone to flourish in the e-learning environment. They are used to using their smartphones, they're used to being accustomed to a digital environment much more easily than older people would do. And for that reason, we have found that they need a little bit of training to get into the system. But in the end, they seem to flourish in the environment.
Brainline has observed a rise in online education platforms and say parents, teachers and learners have been forced to adapt quickly. Quenya says not all schools and learners are coping with remote learning.
Although the school did their very best to deliver online learning, did not fulfill the needs of the learners, and they found that they needed that just a little bit extra to prepare them adequately for the final exams. In the case of Brainline, I think that is true for us as well. What we specialize in is then to fulfill those needs, to see to it that these grade 12 learners have a complete subject-based assessment portfolio so that they walk into the final exams with a good year mark.
Final exams around the corner. And grade 12 learner Yuli Kodashe says she couldn't wait to go back to class after COVID restrictions forced schools to close. She says it has not been easy.
Online learning wasn't the best of ways of teaching us. But when we went back to school, our teachers tried their best to do revision on work that we had done online. For final examinations, I can't say I'm not ready and I can't say I'm fully ready because we're writing prelims now. In a way, you are expected to know everything already.
It wasn't just e-learning they needed to deal with, says Kwenye, but also the psychological impact of the global pandemic.
They needed to cope with the psychological impact of what COVID has brought upon us. Not so much the technical side of it. The additional constraint that I felt that our grade 12 learners and other grade 12 learners probably felt was lack of access or restricted access to data, or lack of or restricted access to smart devices. Those two components are essential to become part of the e-learning community.
While some could make the switch to digital technology, the COVID situation has exposed the weak points and inequality in society. It has amplified network challenges, especially in rural areas, and the affordability of data and smart devices. If left unchecked, it will deny many the opportunity to explore what technology and e-learning has to offer. Pearl Magubane, Johannesburg.
Zambia is making